Thank you, Alan. And to end this week's Chatterbox, here are some of the shorter stories of the week.
Discount supermarket Lidl has lost its appeal to build a store in the city 3 years after plans were first submitted. The firm first entered plans for the store on Bishopsbridge Road in 2014, fiercely opposed by rival Aldi, but it was rejected by Norwich City Council last year. An appeal was sent to the planning inspectorate by the German retailer, but the inspector upheld the council's decision as the proposal would not be a sustainable development. The land, occupied by the Value Car Centre, had been earmarked for 50 homes, but when submitting fresh plans for the 26,000 square feet store on appeal, Lidl highlighted that delivery of the new homes would not happen until 2023. The supermarket also said it had received 700 letters of support from the local community.
Meet Oscar, the shiny gold go-go hare who is the first of the decorated characters to be revealed for a special art trail celebrating children's charity Break's 50th anniversary next year. Oscar, who made his debut appearance at a special go-go hare's sponsors event at Norwich University of the Arts, will be one of 50 sculptures dotted around Norwich in summer 2018, each one representing a year in the life of Break. Break is heading for such an exciting time over the next 18 months as we celebrate 50 years of working with local, vulnerable children, young people and families in 2018.
Bistro Britannia sits inside Norwich Guildhall and has been relaunched with a new menu and upcycled furnishings, bringing the medieval building into the 21st century. The Bistro is a social enterprise that helps offenders get back into employment by offering them a place to work, to earn money and to build a strong CV before being released. All profits that are made by the cafe are reinvested into prisoners' bursaries, charity donations and training. Chef Isaac Heffernan, who created the new menu, said, "I've made some subtle changes. We were doing simple jacket potatoes and sandwiches, but I'm moving it forward, keeping it seasonal and fresh with flatbreads for the summer and slow-roasted lamb shoulder with mint yogurt. We're introducing some outdoor seating towards the market that will attract people in," he said.
Traders are today threatening to take legal action over a shopping centre car park charging row on the day the £1-a-day levy should have begun. The shopkeepers at Earlham House on Earlham Road fear the charge for visitors could be a nail in the coffin for their businesses. They've taken legal advice and believe the terms of their lease mean they and their customers should be entitled to park for free. The charges were due to be introduced today following a long-running disagreement between the traders and the owner of the adjacent car park.
An arty student will see her illustration appear in hotel bedrooms after winning a competition. Four students from City College Norwich's Art and Design Foundation course competed to have their drawings of the historic Maidshead Hotel put on mugs in the hotel's bedrooms. Hannah Barnes, who's 19 and from Norwich, won the contest and will now see her designs make their debut at the hotel's Royal Norfolk Show stand. They will then be placed in the hotel's 84 bedrooms.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has applied for permission to open a new restaurant and drive-through takeaway in Sproston. The company is hoping to occupy an existing vacant unit at Sproston Retail Park off the Salhouse Road on the outskirts of Norwich. It will be split between two stories, with the ground floor used as a kitchen and counter area and the first floor used for the majority of the seating.
One of Norfolk's oldest charities is to celebrate its 50th birthday with a Golden Garden party. Norwich-based Build, which provides social, leisure and learning opportunities for people with disabilities, will mark the milestone at the city's Bishop's Gardens on Sunday, June the 4th. The party, from 1pm to 5pm, will feature tea and cakes, giant horse racing, Jenga and Connect Four games, and music by string quartet ensemble, the Wensum Quartet. James Kearns, Build's chief executive, said, "This is a special honour for us in our special year as we celebrate 50 years of service to the County of Norfolk, and our thanks go to Bishop Graham and Julie James for allowing us to celebrate in their gardens." Each year, the charity provides more than 200 activities for people aged 16 and above with disabilities. Admission to the garden party is £3 per adult. Wheelchair users and children under 16 go free.
The final days are being counted down until the opening of Norwich's newest car-free open space. Shoppers have endured more than 5 months of construction and disruption while workers beavered away on the £3.3 million project to make All Saints Green pedestrianised. But with intricate paving and flower beds now emerging from behind the construction fences, Norwich City Council said that the public open space would be completed within a week. As we head into the summer months, we hope visitors will enjoy the transformation around Westlergate and make the most of this fantastic new public space.
A Norwich primary school has shaken off a significant period of instability to transform its fortunes, inspectors say. Edith Cavell Academy on Duckett Close has been told it's good across the board in its first inspection since becoming an academy under the Right for Success Trust in 2014. After a visit on April the 26th and 27th, inspectors said leaders, including governors and trustees, have taken decisive and effective action to eradicate weak teaching after a significant period of instability.
A major milestone has been reached on the Norwich Northern Distributor Road, with work underway to surface the main carriageway. When complete, more than 150,000 tonnes of asphalt, weighing the equivalent of 15 Eiffel Towers, will be used on the NDR and the various side roads leading from it. Work has started west of the A140 Cromer Road and heralds the beginning of a summer when blacktop will be laid along the whole route of the 12.5-mile road, which will stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road.
Ambitious plans for the expansion of a suburb of Norwich have been welcomed by the area's mayor. More than £500,000 of new facilities, including 38 acres of parkland, have been promised to Thorpe St Andrew as part of proposals for a 600-home housing development at Brook Farm and Laurel Farm, northeast of Dussindale Park. The sports hub on the eastern side of the town is in line for a new football pitch, tennis courts and changing room block. A further 38 acres of meadowland and tree belts has been handed over to the town council for it to manage. Ian Mackey, mayor of Thorpe St Andrew, described it as an exciting initiative. He said, "We appreciate that there is going to be a development in the area and we're doing all we can to secure a long-term open space for community use."